Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toys of the week. This week, we're going to look at Star Wars Rogue One 3¾-inch action figures, Wave 3. This set is currently out of stock, but we have more on the way soon, I hope. And five of the six new figures are new to the Wave, which is pretty cool. Princess Leia from Star Wars Rebels, we talked about earlier. It's an animated version of the character based loosely on Ralph McQuarrie concept drawings and paintings of Luke and Leia. She has a stormtrooper blaster and a nifty little zipline thing. It's not my favorite zipline, but it's pretty good. And you can hear about that more on previous episodes of the podcast. Other new figures are troopers and other cool stuff. Grand Admiral Thrawn, also from Star Wars Rebels, has a big rocket-firing gun, a little pistol that fits into his holster, and the cleanest, most wrinkle-free Imperial uniform you'll ever see on an action figure. I mean, it is pressed tight. Whatever he does, I don't know, but it's doing a good job. I don't even know how to use an iron, and this guy's got nice uniform. There are two variations. One has the correct rank badge, and one doesn't. Mine, which I got from Entertainment Earth, has the correct rank badge. He has dark blue hair, light blue skin, red eyes, and that whiter-than-white uniform. It looks pretty spectacular. It is the third Hasbro Grand Admiral Thrawn figure. First one was 1998. Second one was 2007 or 8? No, it was 2008 or 9. I think it was 8. In a comic book 2-pack. And now we have this one. So it's the first time a lot of people will ever have a chance to get a single carded Grand Admiral Thrawn figure, because their Power of the Force Collection Expanded Universe one wasn't terribly common. There was a lot of people say, oh, there's distribution problems. No, there were real distribution problems back in 98, but that's a different story. The new Imperial Death Trooper has his special ops gear. He has a rifle. He has a big claw gun. You pull the string out, and it goes back in. It's kind of a recoiling thing with a claw on the end. It looks like a remixed version of his blaster. He can stand and sit, no problem. He can hold his gun just fine. And amazingly, he can balance pretty well while holding his giant gun, which I did not expect, but Hasbro did a good job engineering it to have a good center of gravity, and it works well. So, nicely done. It looks a lot like the other Death Trooper. It's made in a different country, so it's not the exact same mold as the one in the 2-pack. And it's not the same as the Black Series exclusive version sold at a major U.S. retailer. The deco is nice and bright. There's some green tubes on his helmet. The silver is very sharp. And the pose is as good as you can expect with 5 points of articulation, which is to say pretty good. The extra gear is removable, as is his belt, so if you want to buy a bunch of these and have regular Death Troopers, you can do that. It's worth noting that there are buckles sculpted on his armor that are not painted silver, so you're going to want to make sure to keep that in mind or customize it if you want to display him without the various gear that he comes with. Bodhi Rook is the last main cast member to get an action figure. He is the Imperial pilot that defects to the Rebel Alliance. He has a new blaster and a backpack that actually appeared in the movie. He also has a removable vest, which comes off pretty easily if you want to take it off. He has a ponytail. The goggles are stuck to his head. He has a painted beard. He can stand and sit pretty well. His hands and arms seem a little small slash short, especially for an action figure. But he works well. He can hold all of his stuff, and he looks pretty great. As far as I know, this is the only Bodhi Rook action figure planned from Hasbro. If there's a 6-inch one, it hasn't been announced yet. The backpack is particularly neat in that it has a little thing you can pull out and then you can twirl a knob and make it go back in there. It's based on a cable from a key scene in the movie, so I applaud Hasbro for choosing to include it. I also applaud them for choosing to include another Jyn Erso, a third one in as many waves. This is the Imperial Ground Crew outfit. Interestingly, it looks like it's just the Imperial Ground Crew figure with a new head and a removable helmet. The hands and the feet look pretty much the same as the regular Jyn Erso, but they're painted like her, but they're the mold of the regular Ground Crew guy, if that makes sense. So I think it's the same mold with just a new head. She has the fingerless gloves on her hands and the boots on her feet. The helmet comes on and off very easily. Head sculpt and head deco are very nice. She has the two batons that can fit into the back of her armor. She also has, great pop-up window again, a rocket-firing gun that is so big she can't really hold it unassisted. So you'll want to prop her up with that or find a way to balance it precariously and hope she doesn't get tapped. It's a good figure, good outfit, good reuse of molds by Hasbro. I hope they follow up with a Cassian Andor in the Imperial Officer disguise, too, because I love disguise figures, and this one turned out so well, I could stand to have more. Rounding out the assortment is the Shore Trooper, which is what it's called on the box this time. It's also known as the Scarif Stormtrooper. It's the regular version. He has the red armband on the right, the white armband on the left, none of the blue markings, no comma, the skirt thing, but he has a blaster rifle, and he has a claw rifle that functions similarly to the Death Trooper. You pull it out, and it recoils. There's no button to hold it out, as far as I can tell, and it's also very big and very heavy. The figure is similar to the Big Box Store exclusive, except it doesn't have as much articulation. It is not the same as the one in the two-pack. There were some sculpt changes and deco changes, and it was made in a different country as well. The two-packs are made in Vietnam. Single figures are made in China, at least for now. So you'll notice it's a clean figure. It doesn't have battle damage or dirt. It has 5 points of articulation, as does every figure in this assortment. He has no problems holding his blaster, and he can sit fairly well, but the little skirt piece can get in the way depending on how you do things, so keep that in mind. If you're looking to army build the Shore Trooper, good luck finding them. It's a very nice figure, and I'd love to have some more. I assume you will, too. It's got the visor on the helmet. It's that great sandy tan color, and the thighs are painted dark brown, which is a reverse of some of the other figures that painted the shin armor, and left the other color of the thighs that were molded in plastic, if that makes sense. I'm just rambling. So, if you have the opportunity to pick up this wave or this set, do so. You can order a set or a case from Entertainment Earth today. We have free shipping on the case and a mint condition guarantee, which are nice things to have. I recommend it. I think, let's see, what do I like the best here? Thrawn, all the new guys are really, really good, and for different reasons. If you like Rebels, you need Thrawn. If you liked Rogue One, you probably want the Troopers. You might have different versions of the Troopers already, but you can always have more. Bodhi is great, and Generoso is a lot of fun, so if you're not already planning on buying them all, I would just say get them all. Leia, you've probably already got. If you don't, here's another one, or here's your first one. So, or give it to a friend. People like Princess Leia. It's a fact. It's science. So, get these if you can. Check us out on Twitter, and Earth. We'll be back next week to talk about more great toys, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.